The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Can you imagine taking an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and then not long afterwards advocate completely dismantling the document that you have sworn to uphold? Well, it has happened. It has. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I want to give a special welcome to our friends in Tampa, Florida, listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. The Bill Bunkley Show. Bill is away from the microphone, and my name is Bob Burney, and I have the privilege of guest hosting while I'm also hosting my program, Bob Burney Live, in Columbus. But I would also like to give a special welcome to our friends on WAVA 105.1 FM in Washington, D.C., who listen to the Don Crow Show. Don is also away from the microphone, so we are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio, in Washington, D.C., and in Tampa, Florida. The miracle of technology. Anyway, welcome. Let me give you my telephone number, and I love to hear from our listeners wherever you may be listening. My toll-free number that works anywhere in the continental United States is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As I would assume all of you know, representatives to the House of Representatives and senators in the U.S. Senate all take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, a representative from Minnesota just yesterday said, we got to dismantle the whole thing. We've got to get rid of it. This form of government provided by our Constitution, we got to get rid of it. All of it. Not just some of it, not part of it. We got to get rid of all of it. You don't believe me? Ilhan Omar, the Somali refugee, and please don't forget, she is a Somali, but she was rescued from a refugee camp, a horrible refugee camp in Kenya. Had she stayed in Kenya, had she stayed in Somalia, she would have had a horrific life ahead of her. But she was rescued. She was able to come to the United States of America and pursue a life that she never could have pursued, either in Somalia or Kenya, particularly as a Somali refugee in Kenya. And she has achieved what many would call the American dream. She is now a very wealthy, influential member of the Congress of the United States of America. And I believe she literally hates the country that has given her this unspeakable opportunity. A little over 400 people out of way over 300 million people have the privilege of serving in the House of Representatives in the United States of America. And yet, she hates. So, oh, Bob, you're exaggerating. No, I don't think I'm exaggerating at all. I really don't. And by the way, I don't deal with sensationalism. I realize a lot of talk show hosts do. I don't. I never, ever deal in sensationalism. I never get into huge hyperboles in order to build audience. I don't do that. That's not me. And so I don't say lightly that she hates this country. I believe she does. And she wants to change it to what suits her. Remember what John F. Kennedy said? Now, I realize probably most of you listening do not remember him saying it. But hopefully you heard about it or read about it in school. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. In other words, we as citizens have the privilege of serving our fellow man and serving our country. It's like the difference between the views of God and the worldviews of God. A biblical worldview says we have been created by God for his pleasure and for his benefit. He created us to serve him. That's a biblical worldview. A secular humanist worldview, if they acknowledge God, if you say, well, Bob, I thought it was a secular humanist. Yeah, secular humanists often do acknowledge God, and many people who acknowledge God have a secular worldview. So the secular humanist worldview says if there is a God, he exists, or she, or whatever this deity is, exists for my benefit, to serve me. You see, that's the far left liberal view, whether it's theological or political. The far left liberal says, I am the center of the universe. What I want, what I desire is more important than what anybody else wants. And see, the biblical worldview is exactly the opposite. First, we live and breathe and have our being to delight God, bring glory to God, and to serve God. And then after that, the Bible tells us we are to esteem others better than ourselves. But that's not the way the far liberal left views life. It's all about me, what I want, what I desire, about my ideology, about my theology. So the United States of America exists to make me happy and to give me what I want, what I desire. And not only that, give me what I want and what I desire when I want it and how I want it. So the Constitution doesn't really matter. And if the Constitution does not fit my view of the world or my view of government, well, then we have to change the Constitution. If the government doesn't meet my needs or my desires or my view of the way a government should operate, well, then, of course, I don't change. The government has to change. Because everything revolves around me. Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota is a prime example of this worldview. You think I'm exaggerating? Well, I've got to take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll give you the quote from just yesterday. And then I'll tell you how some other people are responding to Representative Omar, from Representative Ilhan Omar. All right, quick break. We'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
There are many, many things that I just don't understand. I don't understand pastors and preachers who go to the pulpit with a Bible they don't believe. I don't get that. I honestly do not understand how a pastor or preacher goes to the pulpit with a Bible that they honestly don't believe. Now, granted, many of the pastors who don't believe the Bible don't use the Bible anymore. You know, they have sermonettes for Christianettes. But there are many who actually take a Bible to the pulpit and they don't believe it. I don't get that. You know? I mean, at least be honest and say, hey, folks, I'm not going to use the Bible anymore because I don't believe it. And some would say, well, I believe parts of it. Oh, well, what parts do you believe? Well, the parts I agree with. Really? So who's the authority here, God or you? Well, it's God. Well, then how can you say, well, I believe the parts that I agree with? Anyway, all right, that's another topic. The other thing I don't understand is politicians who take an oath to uphold the Constitution and then try to destroy the Constitution. I honestly don't get that. I really don't. But here is a case. Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, in a speech that she gave yesterday to, let's see, where was she speaking? She was speaking at a gathering of the Minnesota Legislature's People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. Yeah, Minnesota Legislature's People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. They were gathering together to address a policing reform proposal from Governor Tim Walz. Now, Ilhan Omar is a Democrat. Governor Tim Walz is also a Democrat. And among other things, here is what she said. And I am quoting verbatim. We can't stop at criminal justice reform or police reform. Now, please remember, the purpose of the meeting was to discuss a police reform piece of legislation proposed by the Democratic governor of Minnesota. That was the purpose of the meeting. But she had to go beyond that. Again, here's the quote. We can't stop at criminal justice reform or police reform. We are not merely fighting to, listen to this, listen carefully. We are not merely fighting to tear down the systems of oppression in the criminal justice system. We are fighting to tear down systems of oppression that exist in housing, in education, in health care, in employment, in the air we breathe. She said, I see the pain and the havoc it is wreaking on the Black community in Minneapolis. We must recognize that these systems of oppression are linked. As long as our economy and political systems prioritizes profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequity. So, we cannot stop at criminal justice. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it. Now, if you put this in context, not trying to take her out of context, I can't stand when people take something out of context. Being a public figure, someone who has preached for well over 50 years and has been on the radio for over 30 years, I hate being taken out of context. But if you look at what she said in context, she is talking about the economy and political systems. The economy and political systems of America. What is, how would you define the political system of America? The Constitution. The Constitution is the basis for our economy and political system, particularly the political system. Ilhan Omar yesterday said that our political system must be dismantled. The whole system. The whole system must be dismantled. So she took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and after she got into office and got to Washington, D.C., she has decided that the Constitution that she was sworn to uphold is nothing but an oppressive document supporting an oppressive system, and the whole thing has got to go. It has to be dismantled. Would you call that radical? And yet the people of Minnesota elected this woman, and there's a very good possibility she will be reelected. Well, not everyone is happy. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is calling on Representative Ilhan Omar to resign immediately. Well, I think that is a reasonable request. Since Representative Ilhan Omar believes that our economic system and our political system is nothing but a system of oppression and must be dismantled, I think it is reasonable to ask for her resignation. Senator Blackburn said, quote, Ilhan Omar took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution, not shred it. Omar and her Marxist comrades are a threat to our democracy. Omar should resign. I'd love to hear what you think. Is this radical enough that she should be removed from office, or is she just simply expressing her constitutional right to freedom of speech? My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. No, seriously, I'd love to hear from you. Should she be removed from office for advocating the complete dismantling of our economic and political system? Or is she just using that very constitution that she wants to dismantle to express her personal beliefs? Let's talk about it. Mark in Columbus, Ohio, I will come to you when we return, but I have two phone lines available. If you'd like to get in on the discussion, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.